Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is it. The time has come.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
The right hand puts him down.
Get in the ring and go the distance with Fight Night with Adam Catterall.
You're better than that.
On TalkSport.
Welcome to the Fight Night podcast live from Las Vegas. It's another excerpt from our trip to Fury versus Wilder 3. I'm Adam Catterall, pleasure as always to be in your company, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the content that is coming your way this week. Gareth A. Davies is alongside me, two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Tim Witherspoon is alongside me, and check this out, we've got an extra special guest on today's show, the CEO of Top Rank Incorporated, the one and only Mr. Bob Arum. Bob, how are you, sir?
Really good. I mean, I'm obviously up because the fight night is approaching. But there's a little despondency on my part because at this time, everything being equal, there'd be thousands of Brits running around this place drinking every bit of beer that could be brought in. And that adds to the really excitement and so forth. And because of this stupid travel ban that they're not lifting until November 4th, the only Brits we have are the working Brits here who are covering the fight.
From your point of view, Bob, that must be incredibly disappointing because what we experienced last February was off the chain. It was absolutely sensational.
Right, because maybe it's because of how the Brits act for your football. We call it soccer. I mean, there's singing. It's really a great experience.
Even you were singing. You were singing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. and you missed that. I remember before the pandemic, right before the pandemic, I was promoting a fight in Belfast with Mick Conley. Mm-hmm. And took place outdoors in a park, a temporary stadium they put up, and it was jammed. And, of course, Ireland being Ireland, towards midway through the event, it started raining. Apparently, like the sun comes out, it rains in Ireland. And the crowd wasn't dismayed at all.
No.
The more it rained, the louder they sang. I mean, it was a great experience.
It's funny, you know, because I was saying through the week to the guys that, you know, having come here in the past for the likes of Frank Bruno and Ricky Hatton and Joe Calzaghe, Amir Khan, Las Vegas has got used to our famous Brits coming with their crowds. And like you said, it gives the whole event a different atmosphere. Do you think, because we've discussed it at length on our radio shows in the week, that energy might affect Tyson Fury at all?
Nothing affects Tyson Fury.
Fair enough. He's otherworldly, isn't he?
Tyson Fury reminds me, I'm not talking about it necessarily ability and how he fight, but mentally reminds me of Muhammad Ali. Nothing upset Ali. Ali came to fight, he was having a good time, and he was Ali. Same thing with Tyson Fury. He's come to fight, he's going to be Tyson Fury. He loves getting on a stage as he was yesterday and performing. I mean, look what happened. Analyze what happened at that press conference yesterday.
Yep.
I mean,
we have.
They had a bad format, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have Wilder, who is nursing his wounds from the first fight, said stupid things about why he lost. And as Tyson Fury pointed out, you know, pick one. Say one. Don't say six and expect people to believe you. You know, like Mark Brillin, who we all know, who was a corner man, put stuff in his water. I mean, give me a break. The referee, who never had a drink in his life, was drunk.
That was the best one of all, I think.
I mean, or the gloves, you know.
Why don't you take him to court over that? Because that's an allegation.
Why would you waste time to take him to court about something that is so preposterous? Mm. I mean, enough going to court and wasting time and spending
time. Can I ask you another thing? You and Frank Warren were out of your seats like a couple of whippets yesterday when they were about to bring them together on stage.
Because look what happened. That's what I was getting to. Now they start talking, and right? And then Tyson gets carried away.
Mm.
And he obliterated Wilder with what he was saying. It was embarrassing because you felt sorry for Wilder because there ain't no way he can handle himself in a debate with Tyson Fury. Maybe in the ring he can, but not
verbally.
Mm-hmm. So now he's getting hit. Really massacred, and now put them together. How is Wilder going to answer back? He's going to do something. He's going to push him. He's going to hit him. And then there's not one security guy on stage, and that my fight goes down a drain.
Yeah, you and Warren were right on it, weren't you?
I mean, you know, people invest money. We bring fighters in. With expenses, the advertising, who was going to reimburse me for that?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. Tim, let me bring you in at this point because the comparison there from a mental standpoint of Tyson Fury and the greatest of all time in Muhammad Ali with what Bob was just saying there. You've obviously spent time in Ali's company.
Yeah.
Do you see similarities from a mental standpoint?
Yes, I do. It's like an automatic thing, too. You know, when he get up, when he got up and start moving around and start, that was Ali, but it was in another person. And just like he said, that's Ali. He talked, I don't think he would have fought though yesterday. I don't think he would have. I had a feeling that I was around Tyson. I don't think he would have fought.
No, Tyson
I think
would.
Because
he had been humiliated.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the fight. That's all. And it's nice seeing you, Bob.
Yeah,
I fought on your card how many times?
A lot.
Just a final one, Bob, on trilogies. Obviously, this is the fifth heavyweight trilogy.
Yeah.
The great Ali was involved in a couple over the years. They all have iconic things connected to them, whether it be the Thriller in Manila, whether it be the Fan Man with Bowen Holyfield. This has already had its iconic moments. Out of all those heavyweight trilogies, is this one, do you think this one, come Saturday, will be the best of the lot?
Not even close.
No.
Not even close. Nothing is going to be better than the trilogy with Ali and Fraser.
Yeah.
The Thriller in Manila.
I mean,
fight of the century. Wasn't it?
I mean, watch.
He was there at the Thriller.
Watch those three fights, particularly the one in Manila, the last one.
Well, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, were there. I'm telling the young people to watch it.
Yeah.
I was there. I mean, it takes your breath away.
It does.
That fight, the ebb and flow in that fight, where Ali is winning in the beginning. Fraser comes in, it looks like he's going to knock Ali out. Ali somehow recovers, and Fraser can't see anymore by the end of the 14th round.
Mm-hmm. And Eddie Futch
pulls him out of the fight, or else he would have got killed. Mm. And that was unbelievable. They went, Ali, let me tell you, and I think if you watch that Ken Burns documentary, you'll see that for yourself.
Mm.
Even though Ali continued fighting, he was never the same fighter after that third phrase.
Bob Arum, thank you so much for your time.
My
Tim,
pleasure.
Gareth, superstars. Listen, subscribe to this podcast. We've got many more to come before we get to Fight Night. You're listening to TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.